That summer. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits.
Chinese food makes me sick. Right. And I think it's fly when girls. Hey guys, this is Adam from the Working Title Podcast, episode 2. And here with me are Laura.
Hello.
Dave's not here today. Matt.
Hi.
And Angel.
Hello.
And today we are going to be talking about Smash Brothers since it comes out in about 24 hours. So we're just going to go on about that, ramble some. And if by any chance you don't know stuff about it and don't want to have spoilers, then I would suggest you not listen to this because spoilers are going to be everywhere. So, oh my God.
No, it's Kyle. Don't worry about it.
We're good, okay.
Sorry.
All right, so let's start off with characters. Who are you guys most excited to play
Snake.
As?
Sorry.
Oh, of course.
I'm a little excited.
I'm very excited to play as Wario and Olimar. Because with Olimar, because he's got such a unique moveset different from anybody. Mm-hmm. Same with the Pokemon Trainer. Although I think Pokemon Trainer with the Pokemon there, it's a little more traditional. But with Wario, just because Wario's my favorite character ever.
Yeah. Angel, how about you?
I'm really liking the ability to play as Pit and Meta Knight.
Very cool. All right. Well, just to let you guys know, I've been playing the game today due to sources that I cannot say. But I've gotten to play as all of those characters, and it's very... Well, first of all, the game is, of course, very, very fun. We've been playing Brawl, unlocking some characters. We haven't done any subspace yet. We've just been brawling. Let's see. We've gotten Ness. We've gotten Marth. Who else do we have?
Snake
and Luigi. And we're working on Toon Link right now. And I'm kind of interested to see if they kept the name Toon Link from the Japanese version or if he's like Young Link or whatever. But let's see. Matt,
actually,
you mentioned Olimar.
I heard his name is Marcus. That's just his name.
That would be silly.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Olimar.
Yes.
You guys don't have him?
No, we have him. He's a starter.
Oh, he is?
He's very, very interesting to play. It's like, I'm thinking that if you really, really wanted to play him efficiently, it's a lot of thinking that you have to do. Because, like, he has six Pikmin that you can have out at one time. And, you know, just in the same... I'm sorry. Same thing in the Pikmin games, you know, they're in a certain order. And so if you throw them or do attacks with them, they go in that order. So if you really wanted to, you know, like, do stuff with him, you'd have to look to see... Or, like, keep in mind which Pikmin are in which order and, you know, which ones you're going to use. The fire ones do fire-based attack. Electric are electric-based attack. Let's see. Blue ones, I think... I don't know if they do anything special. White ones, you can throw them farther. And the purple ones are heavy, but they do a lot of damage.
Wait, the white one are poison, right?
Right. They're light and they do poison damage. But, you know, like, all of Olimar's attacks are based off of Pikmin. Like, if you don't have Pikmin out, you are screwed. Only his, like, tilting attacks don't use Pikmin. Like, all of his smashes use Pikmin. All of his specials use Pikmin. So,
but his,
you know,
final,
if you don't
smash,
have Pikmin,
his final smash doesn't.
You don't need Pikmin to do his final smash.
Yeah, but it doesn't even really involve Pikmin. Oh, yeah. Go, Angel.
Well, I mean, he goes up in his rocket ship, and, you know, the little... It's implied that the monsters on the Pikmin world, like, come and eat everybody else, and wow, we just unlocked Captain Falcon. Awesome.
Angel, what were you going to say?
About 5 seconds.
I was going to... I've been watching videos of the tournament online, the Nintendo one, and I see a lot of people using Kirby, a lot of Ike.
He seems really good, actually. Like, he seems very balanced, I should say. Like, it's not like Marth where he's fast and slidey, but it's not like he's Roy where he was kind of just like a toned down version of Marth. But, you know, his moveset is different enough from both Marth and Roy that I think, like, people who played either one of them is going to have to get used to him just a little bit. But, you know, he's similar enough that it's not that hard. I think they could use him pretty well. But he seems to be a very, very balanced character.
Okay.
And his third jump is kind of crazy because, you know, like, he throws his sword up, but the character doesn't actually move. And so, I don't know, it could be different for other people. But for me, you know, I keep my eyes on the character. And, like, so I'm watching the character, and then all of a sudden the sword comes up and hits me in the face. And I'm like, what's going on? But he's actually very fun to play.
Is DDD a starter?
Yes, he is.
What about him? Have you used him?
I've used him a little bit. I don't know. I tried to figure out some stuff with him. It seems like he's kind of difficult to figure out, kind of like a Bowser sort of character. I mean, he feels more mobile than Bowser, you know, like it's easier to move around and do moves and stuff. But yeah. I don't know.
Who are all the starters?
About this.
Do you know them all?
Maybe it'd be easier.
I'll tell you
to
in
name,
a second.
It'd be easier to name.
I'll tell you
who
in a second.
The
once.
Starter.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you when my friends get back to the character screen. Actually, hold on 1 second.
Question about Link, because that's another one I'm going to be using in the tournament. How is he any different from the Melee version?
I'll answer that in a second, guys. Don't start. All right. Let's see. Starters are Mario, Donkey Kong, Link, Samus / Zero Suit Samus, Kirby, Fox, Pikachu. Not Luigi, Diddy Kong, Zelda, and Sheik. Who's under that icon? Pit, Meta Knight, Pokemon Trainer, Ike, Peach, Yoshi, Ice Climbers, DDD, Bowser, Wario, Olimar, and Lucas. Those are the starters.
Who's DDD?
The Kirby guy.
Oh, who's DDD? Come on. He's the bad guy in Kirby.
Oh, okay. I don't play Kirby that much. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Kirby's awesome.
I think it's interesting that they used Lucas as a starter instead of Ness.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it kind of makes sense because, well, Mother 3 is the game that's coming out now. And so, you know, I think they would want him out there to start off to advertise the game. And Ness is in there just because, you know, he's been in there.
Can you change their appearances like you could in Melee, like their color of their...
Everybody has at least 5 costumes, I think. And Wario's got like 8 or 9 because, you know, he can have his separate appearance. He can do like the WarioWare Wario or the old school Wario with like the yellow shirt and the purple overalls.
That's awesome.
Angel, what were you asking before?
I forgot.
You're asking about Link.
About Link.
Yeah.
If he's any different than he was like in Melee, other than the boomerang and the.
Yeah, you know, there's like the obvious stuff like that where he's got the Gale boomerang, and so that's good for like bringing in items or like knocking back or bringing in opponents. He's got the grappling hook instead of the hook shot. It's not any different.
Yeah, it works the same way.
Pretty much. Actually, I think it's a little slower, like, when he's throwing it out, but it could just be me.
Does it come back quicker?
It's about the same.
All right.
What else? His bombs actually seem to have, like, a bigger knockback than they have in the previous...
That's good. I always thought his bombs were kind of lame. They were my least used move with Link.
Yeah, like, we've done some sudden deaths, and they're pretty killer.
That's pretty... Oh, have you tried the map editor?
No, we haven't yet.
Oh.
We're going to...
You have to unlock pieces for that, right?
You don't have to... I mean, like, you start off with certain things that
you
can do,
I mean,
but there are things you can unlock, yeah.
Do you unlock those in the traditional way in Smash Brothers with doing it through playing a lot of Melees, or is it just a story mode thing?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure you can do it from, like, anywhere. Like, you know, they have the grid of achievements, and, like, once you unlock one, it tells you how to unlock the ones adjacent to it. Did you guys see that update?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that window thing. So, but yeah, like, I mean, you could tell how to do it with that. One of the achievements we got, I forgot what it was, but the one adjacent to it was something for the level editor. And I think we just had to, like, build a stage or something to get it.
Another thing.
We haven't done it yet.
How's the interface? Like, I know some people are complaining about the menu's design and stuff, but how is it, like,
playing? No, I mean, like, I can understand that people are kind of bugged because it's not, like, you know, the black, purple, yellow like it was in the other two. This one's very light and happy, white, but I mean, right? Who cares? It's the same thing. And, you know, the character select screen is the same thing, the menu select. It's just, like, the main menu that's just white. Like, everything else has that same.
Can you still do the panning around, the shifting of the characters?
What do you mean?
Where you could tilt it in the
character screen?
Yeah, remember in the...
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Because that annoys pretty much everyone, so it's fun to do.
I don't know if you can do it with the Wiimote and the Nunchuck, but I know you can do it with the GameCube.
Sorry. So, I'm curious about Snake. How does he play?
The worst character in the game. Easily.
He seems like he's going to be kind of difficult to use, too. I mean,
whatever.
Card right there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Rob looks very interesting. Yeah. I'm curious if anyone's going to play as him in anything.
Oh, I'll play as him.
Definitely. No, you
won't. That's because you're weird, Adam.
Oh, I totally will. Oh, they're starting Subspace. I can't watch because I don't want it to be spoiled before I get to play it personally.
Sorry, man. Poor Adam.
But, Snake. Most of his attacks are explosion-based. Like, pretty much everything. It's an explosive. I mean, he's got... His neutral B is a grenade. His over B is his rocket launcher. And that's actually pretty cool because, let's see. It's kind of like Samus's over B, where Samus homes in on people, except you get to control it pretty much indefinitely until either it goes completely off screen or until it hits somebody, or you can shield and that'll stop it and it'll drop towards the ground.
So it's not like PK Thunder where it just like kind of fizzles out? It doesn't ever run out of...
It's like PK Thunder that you can control it pretty much completely, but no, it doesn't end unless you hit somebody or you tell it to end.
That's really cool.
Yeah, but the thing is you're immobile while you're doing it, and when you go to like tilt it up or down to like turn it, it slows down.
So does Snake... This is just a question. I haven't watched very many videos with Snake in them, but does he fit in with the... Because, I mean, Smash Brothers is all about, like, the cartoony violence and everyone getting thrown around. Does he fit in, like, with that?
I think so.
He does?
I mean, his attacks look... I don't know. I guess you could call them different because they're a little more physical, I guess. But, yeah, he fits in pretty well, I think. His taunts, though, it's kind of interesting. Like, it's... I'm pretty sure all of his taunts are basically the same thing where he, you know, puts the box over his head and then you can get rid of it by, like, pressing any button. But, you know, everybody has three different taunts. But for Snake, it seems like they're the same.
Is he pretty fast-moving character?
Save for, like, you know, the animation he does, like, a split second before he puts the box over. Like, one, I think he sits down on his butt and he puts the box over. And one, like, he crouches down on his knees and puts the box over and whatever the other one is. But... I don't know, that's just something I noticed, is that his taunts are very similar.
Well...
Yep. I'd say he's about the speed of Samus.
So kind of a medium?
Yeah. My friend's saying he's closer to Ike's speed, but you guys don't really know that speed yet, so.
I have a question about the levels.
Yes.
The starting levels. How many?
Oh my God! We were very surprised actually, because you know I thought it would be just like the stuff from the demo, like you know 12-ish levels. But no, there's a good like 20 brawl levels, and then they give you 6 melee levels to start with, and 3 built levels that are in the game.
Wow.
Which suck, by the way. But yeah, there's a very good amount of levels to start off with.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you start out with one of the do you start out with one of the Metal Gear Solid levels?
Yes, or
do
you
have
you
to
do.
Unlock that?
You start off with what's it called? Moses Island.
Is that the... I saw a video online of...
That's the one with the Metal Gears
Snake
in the background.
Snake talking on the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. Shadow
Is that the
Moses.
Only level where he does that?
I'm not what? Sure how that works, actually. I haven't followed that because I'm trying to keep it secret for myself until I find out. But I think it may be something that's activated, like, with Fox and Falco. Like... with their thing in Melee where you could hit up, down a bunch and they could call out, like, the other Star Fox teams, which is in this game too, by the way. So I'm thinking, like, it's something similar to that, or maybe, like, it's in Adventure or Subspace. I'm not really sure how that works, but I don't know.
So Twilight Princess Link doesn't change into Wolf Link or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge. Not to anybody's knowledge. So I take that as a
Thank
no.
Thank God.
Hey, Wolf Link was
cool.
The greatest.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed,
no, I'm not.
But, you know.
I know, that would be like, it should be common sense. They should have, you know, they should have put that in the game.
Whatever.
So
I'm not too torn about it.
So in the...
Whatever, I'm not buying the game now.
I would at least expect them to have, like, Midna as an assist trophy or something, but, you know, didn't happen. I'm sure she's a trophy
yeah.
trophy, though.
How are the graphics? Like, I've watched a lot of videos and stuff, but... all the videos are on, like, YouTube and sites where they're compressed. How big of a difference is there between Brawl and Melee? Like,
you know, Melee, it feels to me like they were kind of, like, all the characters were very, like, graphically, their models were rounded to, like, kind of get the illusion of not many polygons, you know, not any sharp edges. But I don't really know how to describe these graphics. I mean, of course, they're better, and they look fantastic. And then the game runs at 60 frames per second, so that's always a plus. You know, it looks beautiful. I mean, I don't think there's a way you can complain about these graphics at all.
Huh. What about, like, the levels? Because I know in a lot of Melee's levels... The foreground always looked really good, but then the background would look like, not like crap, but significantly worse. Is it the same way in Brawl, or is it the graphics are consistent?
Well, I don't know, that's kind of hard to say, because some of the levels, they have full 3D backgrounds, like the Mario Circuit one, like if you saw on the dojo, where they actually built the entire track, you know, the figure eight track, the entire thing is actually there. And the same thing on the Sonic level, you know, kind of where they have Tails and Knuckles and Silver in the background, and, you know, they modeled them so as if they were, like, playable characters. It's not like they gimped out on the models.
Yeah.
But there are some levels, like New Pork City is one of them, where it seems like it's just a 2D background, but I'm thinking that's just part of the design, like part of the game. I'm sorry, the game as in, like, Mother 3.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, it's the style of the level. It's not like they got lazy and just put a 2D background in there.
I have a...
But do they look nice? I mean,
yeah,
everything
definitely.
Looks good.
Like, Final Destination is incredible, because, you know, in Melee's Final Destination, it has the changing background in it, and it's the same in this, but... you know, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
but
I saw a video of that. That looked amazing.
Let's see. Battlefield, I'm pretty sure, is a static 2D image, but, you know, it's high res, so you're not really going
to
be
able
to tell.
So how does it play as fast
really
as Melee or faster?
I think it depends. Like, because... I don't know.
I mean,
it was obvious to me.
Because there's an obvious guy. Like, when you go back and play Smash Brothers for the N64 and you play Melee, it's a completely different.
Yeah.
You know, speed.
No,
the game's,
is.
You know, Melee was a lot much faster paced.
Yeah. This is definitely more similar to Melee in terms of, like, speed. than it is to the first one, but you know, it has some stuff from the first one that Melee didn't have. Like, attacks seem to hit you further, and they stun you. Like, I don't know how to explain it. You know, in Wind Waker, where you would hit enemies and there would be like that delay time, like especially with the tornado spin, it's kind of like that thing. And the first Smash Brothers had that more so than Melee, and they bring it back in Brawl.
Well, so I have a question for everyone, not just Adam. But what do you guys think is going to be the character that everyone plays as? Because I know in Melee it was pretty much Fox, right? Everyone played as Fox.
I don't think that's going to change all that much, since Fox's move are exactly the same. And
yeah, but
his Final Smash is incredible. It really is.
His weight against all the new characters and all the retooled characters.
That's
true. What do you guys think? Is it like Pit? Because I know Pit looks really cool, and it looks like he can recover from attacks really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think I'm not sure on the speeds of all the characters.
Like, top five characters, right. And like one of them was like Meta Knight. It's definitely one of them because he's like Kirby but with wings, so he even flies him further.
Well, Meta Knight's attacks are definitely very, very fast. But all of his special moves basically take away his jumps. Like, his neutral B is the tornado. The side B is a little corkscrew that he goes into. And, of course, his up B is he flies up and glides. But, you know, any of those moves, you can't do anything after you use them. So I think that's a very negative aspect to his character, in my opinion. But, you know, he is very fast. He's very mobile.
It has online play. Isn't that going to make it more competitive?
Well, I just wonder if this game is going to be as competitive as Melee, since they've taken out.
Oh, definitely.
You think it is?
Oh, of course. Because, I mean, you have all the people who, like, originally from Melee, who played in tournaments, and they're going to play in tournaments regardless. Right, exactly. That's what's going to do it, is that now everybody can basically participate in these tournaments, whether they're online, with friends, you know, cross-country, cross-continent, or actually, like, go out to, I don't know, stores or something and participate in tournaments. But, you know, everybody's going to be playing everybody, pretty much. So I think people overall are going to be better at this game, unless they just don't play as much. But, you know, since you get so much more, like, a wider range of experience levels, I think people are going to get closer to each other in terms of how good they are.
And I heard that the online play is limited. Have you heard anything about that?
How so?
I heard that there aren't, like, all the stages aren't online, and it was kind of like Mario Kart for the DS. Like, everything wasn't included.
I don't think so. Like, with your friends, if you're playing with friends you have registered, like you registered their Brawl numbers, I'm pretty sure you can do anything you can do locally. But if you're playing strangers, that's where it's limited. I'm not sure if it's limited by levels, and I'm pretty sure it's not limited by characters. Like, if you've unlocked somebody that someone else hasn't unlocked, I think that's just, you know, sucks for them. They're going to get spoiled or whatever.
I think...
But, you know, you can't talk...
You can't do taunts
communicate.
Either.
Right. No, you can taunt, but it won't have your little, like, personalized message.
Yeah, you can't
but it
do
will,
personalized
it will with
message.
Your friends, just not with, like, anybody.
Yeah, what about created levels? Can you play those online with your friends? Do you guys know about that?
I think you can, but I haven't tried it.
I haven't heard anything about that. See, that's what... Actually, it's just me, because I love this kind of stuff, but... The creating levels for me is the biggest draw to the game, because like in Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 3, I bought that game and I spent maybe like 10 hours on the actual game part and probably like 30 hours just creating levels in that game. And
nice.
that's what I really love I just mm-hmm. love that part of games.
Yeah,
and
like when that.
I'm glad
when
they
that,
put that in games.
Yeah, when that update hit the dojo, I mean, Brawl's playability just went through the roof. I mean, you're never gonna stop playing if you're into that kind of thing, because you know it's just unlimited possibilities. And then
that's the cool
thing. You can send the levels to your friends, and then every single day, Nintendo picks one that has been submitted to them and send it out to every single person who owns Brawl who's connected to Wii 24. Connect 24.
The coolest thing to me is that what gets me really excited is because in Smash Brothers Melee, you'd always have to, you know, kind of think, I want to play this type of game with these weapons or these items, I mean, and what level would be best suited to that. But now you can make levels that are specifically suited to your item set or something.
Yep.
This is so cool.
That reminds me, Angel, going back to your question about the speed of the game, it depends on basically the items that you have on. Like, when you have the Smash Ball, I mean, that completely changes the pace of the game, because you go from everybody fighting each other, or like, you know, 2-on-2, 3-on-1, whatever's happening, like how people are separated on the map, everybody goes for the Smash Ball. So you have like 4 people in one area, not even like paying attention to each other. They're just trying to hit the Smash Ball. And then once one person gets the Smash Ball, everybody just scatters and runs away. And then when a final smash is going on, you know, whoever's not getting hit by it is kind of off in a corner and not interacting with anybody else. So say like you have 4 players, one has final smash and one is being hit by that final smash, which leaves 2 players off on their own. They're just kind of off to the side. And so far, those 2 people haven't been fighting each other until the final smash is over. Because, you know, it's just kind of, you don't really want to move, like, while the final smash is going on. Because you're like, oh my god, I'm going to die. But, you know, the Smash Ball completely changes the pace.
How often does the Smash Ball come on when...
Well, I mean, it depends on what you set the items as, like...
Does it just float in, or is it in a box, or...?
No, well, it's different, actually. Like, normally, it just appears, and then it floats around the stage, and then disappears if nobody gets it for too long. But it can be in, like, crates and boxes and capsules and stuff like that.
That's interesting. I think that's going to be... That's going to completely change the way the game is played.
Definitely. I mean, like, normally, I don't play with items, but I think playing with the Smash Ball every time would be...
What? You don't play with items?
The norm. I don't, no.
That is the point
of the game. When other people put items on, I will use them nonstop, but normally, I don't use items.
I think Smash Brothers would be very boring without
the items.
I don't
know, I find it much more of a game of skill when you play, like... When you play without items,
It's less random.
Yeah, but that's the fun of it. It's random. If you're an underdog, if you're losing, and then all of a sudden you get a bomb and throw it at someone who's better than you, and then you take down their life or whatever. It's cool. I think that's
Well, you know what? Well, normally I would play like if it's like with my friends or whatever that I know they don't play religiously as much as like me and my brother would.
Right.
I'll play with items just for fun.
Right.
But like. If it's like between a match between me and my brother, we're trying to see who's better than each other. And it's definitely no items because we don't want it, you know, the other one saying, oh, you beat me just because you got the Smash Ball or something.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
I'll probably end up playing with the Smash Ball. That's about it.
I like the... It's fun. What is it called? It's like a lightsaber.
Oh, the light stick, I think. I don't know.
It's a beam sword.
Beam sword.
There you go.
The kick your ass sword?
With the beam sword, like, they mention on the dojo that it expands when you swing it. Oh,
really?
My god. I mean, it's ridiculous how big it is. You will be very surprised when you see how big it can get. Yes. Innuendos everywhere.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was that skipping for you guys?
Yeah. Laura, you're skipping a little bit.
That was creepy.
Creepy kind of laugh.
That's wrong.
Yeah. But
I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say now.
Going back to the Smash Ball for a second, I think like for tournaments, especially like the GameStop tournament, apparently
it's gonna be a lot of people.
1-minute matches, which is ridiculous. 1-minute matches. So I mean, that's like nothing. And basically, whoever gets the Smash Ball is going to win because, you know, time matches are based on who kills the most people. And so if you get the Smash Ball, you're going to do your final smash, and you're going to kill the person at least once, maybe twice. So I think it's really just about, or at least in this circumstance, it's about who gets the Smash Ball the fastest and what character you're using.
One-man matches have to be final smashes.
Like, if you're using Meta Knight, his final smash is terrible. I don't understand why they did that.
What is his?
It's kind of like Lynx and Ike's, where, like, okay, well, what he does, you have to be close to him. If you're, like, a certain range in front or behind him, he, like, swings his cape out.
Yeah, but you know what?
And it freezes whoever it catches, and then everybody else is fine. And so the screen goes black.
Yeah, it's not
and,
that it's not
know,
an instant kill
people.
Like
it does,
like Link or Ike.
40 damage. If that much. Not. I mean,
yeah.
you would have
so
to be at like
great.
150 damage for it to kill you. Maybe.
Yeah. I've been wondering
no,
why they gave somebody like worse final like some people with worse final smashes because
no, Meta Knight's is noticeably worse. I mean,
yeah.
Everyone else's is kind of like you can argue about it, but I don't think there's an argument for Meta Knight.
But there's some people who just seem kind of like, I don't know, lame. I don't really remember off the top of my head because I haven't watched the videos in like a month.
Pits and DDDs are basically the same thing. Pit calls out the goddess, and she sends out little warrior angels, and they just kind of scatter on the screen. And the same thing happens with DDD. He calls out Waddle Dees and spiky guys. And so, you know, those aren't very hard to dodge, especially if you're only playing with one other person. But, you know, if it's like a four-player battle, I mean, it's chaotic as it is, and then you have, like, all these little things going around the screen, and it can be pretty deadly in that kind of case, but... Normally,
it's not
that great.
Somebody like Olimar's, whose final smash is just like almost impossible to dodge, it looks like.
No, it is. There's no way to dodge it.
Yeah.
Well, there's two parts to it. Like, he goes up in the sky, and then everybody gets damage regardless.
And then
he comes back down. He comes back down in his rocket ship. And if you're near the rocket ship, then you'll get additional damage and you'll probably die. But if you're not near the rocket ship, you won't get that damage from the explosion.
It looks like he did, like the monster part does a lot of damage, like 80% or 70% or something.
I haven't noticed how much it does, but it definitely does a significant amount of damage.
Yeah, I think that's pretty crazy. I mean, I think it's cool that they do different amounts of damage in different ways, but it seems like some of them are like.
Does it?
Whoa,
I mean, it seems
powerful.
To me like the ice climbers
like,
and
some of them are obviously
and Olimar's are almost the same.
Actually, I used ice climbers a few times, like at least three, and I didn't lose once with them. It was kind of funny. But, you know, their final smash is deceptively good. Like, you wouldn't think it would be, but it is. Like, what it does is it brings up a big icicle in the middle of the stage, and if you're close to it, you get damage. If you're touching it, you get a lot of damage very quickly, and, like, it freezes you in place. And then if you, I'm not really sure how it works. I'm not sure if it's like a proximity kind of thing or if you have to be actually touching it, but it can freeze you like an icy does, the item. So, but it's really good actually. But the thing is it divides the stage like into
so,
very distinct
you know,
halves.
Enough with explaining the game. I think we should move on to like something else.
Yeah, and we... All right, sounds good.
Voice acting.
How's the voice acting?
Yeah.
In what?
It's pretty good. Like, let's see, Pokemon Trainer talks, Samus has a few lines, Snake talks, Fox talks, Falco, Wolf,
Link?
Link does not talk. That is something that he does not do. You know, it's good. It's better than Melee, but I think I'm just saying that because Melee had like, you know, six lines of voice acting. Nothing stupendous.
Let's talk about those crazy videos where the people swapped out the move sets.
The move swapping, yes.
Those were Pikachu looked so cool.
I love that. It's
Pikachu
like
looked amazing.
Dolphin the Giant. That's what
Mario looked like he was inhaling his own mustache.
Well, that's because, like, you're the game is seeing the character you're playing as somebody else, so it's got to try to fit that character model to someone else's. And so, like, who is Mario being? Was he Meta Knight?
No. I think it was Luigi where he was sucking
Mario
his mustache.
Mario was Luigi? Yeah, well, I mean, his mustache was just kind of in because that's what happens.
He was inhaling it.
The
Peach one, where Peach is like Ganondorf or something, it's creepy because
Peach was Sonic.
Sonic, that's it. Her arms are like contorted and they're kind of dangling and she looks like a monster.
Yeah.
So this is something you could do in the game?
I'm not sure how you'd do it. Like, I looked for it briefly, but I think it's like a mod kind of glitch thing. Like, you'd have to do something like with an action replay or whatever. It's not something that's normal in the game.
Because I really wanted to make Mario inhale his own mustache. No, I'm sorry. How are the controls? Do you prefer the Wiimote or do you prefer the GameCube remote?
Well, so far, personally, I have only done the Wiimote and Nunchuck. My friend has been using the GameCube controller because he refuses to do anything else. But, you know, we all seem to be doing pretty good. My one other friend who's using the Wiimote and Nunchuck seems to be getting the hang of it.
It's the devil.
He says it's the devil, but I think he likes it secretly on the inside. But, you know, that's not that dissimilar. There are a few, like, buttons here and there that kind of will mess you up at the beginning, but I think it's not that big of a learning curve that it's going to halter you for that long, hinder you.
And so the ways of controlling are GameCube controller, classic controller, Wiimote nunchuck,
and then the Wiimote on its side.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, so I think it's cool that they kept the GameCube controller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very happy that they did that. You know, just like all of this, like all the possibilities you can do it. It's just like it fits everybody. So whatever controller you happen to have laying around, whatever kind of controller your friends have at their house, or whatever kind you just feel comfortable using, you know, you are able to use it.
So and then if there's you're, the whole... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, if you're playing online, are you able to choose which controller you want to use, or do you have to use the Wii?
No, you can use whatever you want.
Even an Xbox controller, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
whatever.
No.
Just plug it right
PlayStation
in.
PlayStation 3 controller? Yep.
Nope.
No, not that at all.
Nope.
Why did I even buy one of those?
Not unless it's the boomerang controller.
I have one of those in my closet, too.
Sweet.
This is like, except it's a real boomerang.
You know, you can completely customize the controls, which is a fantastic idea.
Oh, really?
You know, if you don't like the default controls, like for example, my friend was having trouble with the B button on the Wiimote, because the B button is your B move, but it's where your right index finger is, and on a GameCube controller, that's your right index finger is on the R button. So he's trying to hit the B button for shield, which of course doesn't work. But you know, he can go in and fix that so that B actually does do shield, and something else can be assigned to his special move button.
What about a question about the controls on Snake's Final Smash, where you get the pointer? Do you use the Wiimote to point for that?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. No, there is no IR in this game at all.
That's lame.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I think it's for the best because it kind of balances the controls. And, you know, if you had the Wiimote versus, say, the GameCube, the Wiimote could go, like, indefinitely faster with the reticule than, say, a GameCube controller was, where it has a set speed. Like, you can only tilt the joystick so far. So, I think that was a good idea, even though it feels kind of weird.
I'm just excited about taking off, pressing up to jump.
Yes.
Because I don't know how many times I've accidentally jumped when I'm trying to actually do a spin slash attack.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Just keep hitting A.
It's going to be very good.
I'm going to take off all the controls. And so just I'm just going to stand there.
Just kind of wave your controller at the TV. Do stuff!
So what character would you wanted inside?
Geno.
Well, that brings up an interesting
argument.
Geno and Mega Man.
Geno is a stupid character from Mario RPG. Matt, that nobody cares about.
Stupid.
Squall from Final Fantasy.
Okay, here's the thing with that. There's the current rumor that's going around is that Geno was originally in Brawl, but that Square Enix and Nintendo still had some like bad stuff for each other. I forget what game. I think it was I don't know. But for some reason, you know, Square Enix didn't want any of their characters in Brawl, and so Sakurai had to take him out. And then for Mega Man, there's actually two rumors going around, is that Nintendo is still mad at Capcom for releasing the Wii exclusive Resident Evil 4 on the PS2. Or that Sakurai thought, you know, if a company wanted their character to be in the game, mm-hmm. they would approach him, and that, you know, Capcom was kind of thinking the same thing. You know, if Nintendo wanted Mega Man in the game, they would approach them. So kind of nobody talked to each other. Those are the two rumors that are going around.
I actually do not want Mega Man in the game, and I don't want Sonic in the game either, because I think they're both pretty stupid characters.
Well, you're a retard.
Both of their franchises have become kind of a joke because of how... Well, Sonic, the games are getting ridiculously bad, but...
Yeah, Sonic Mega Man, is just being whored out, which is sad.
Mega Man has 40 games coming out a year or something, and most of them are questionable in quality. I mean, Mega Man's still more respectable than Sonic, but barely, I think. I don't know. I would have liked to see Sonic in Smash Bros. 64, but now not so much.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Sakurai put out a character poll in Japan before, before development. Geno was the number one character.
You know, I read about that, and I've read from like five different places about that I could find out. I spent a while researching that last night, and I didn't see anything about Geno being number one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Sonic was number one.
Sonic, Meta Knight, DDD, Geno, and I think there was one other. Those were the top ones that people wanted. And so, you know, we got most of them. So
see, I never played
that's good.
Super Mario RPG to the point where I got Geno on the... So I don't know anything about him. But
I didn't either, personally.
I don't understand he's so special.
He's a toy that gets...
couldn't say.
He's not special. The game, for one thing, isn't that great. It's basically a Square RPG.
Yeah, with Mario Kart.
With Mario, yeah. But he's like a toy that gets... like, he gets reanimated from somebody's spirit or something. It's a... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's pretty lame. And his character design is awful.
Gonna get some hate from that.
Yeah, hopefully. His character design is... I will say... Okay.
Flat out say it.
I'm not one for hyperbole, but his character design is the worst character design that has ever been designed by humans, ever.
Ouch.
In the history of the world.
That's pretty definite right there.
Our millions of listeners are going to email now because of that, Matt.
Yeah, all two of the people who listen to this. Awesome.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to be pissed off when we listen to it next time.
Yeah. God damn it, Matt. Why did you say that? I'm going to send you
a really
email.
Pissed off. We're going to be like, God, what the... Oh.
And I'm just going to be laughing all the way to the bank.
For shame.
Way to piss me off in the future, Matt. Good job.
Yep.
In the future, you'll have played this game. And
okay. Does... A question about Audacity. Does it record even if I have it muted in... Like, if I mute my microphone in Skype, is Audacity still recording?
Probably.
Like, probably.
So talk
probably.
Shit about us, because Matt will find out when he splices it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't talk to your man whore.
Yeah, the whole time she's going, Adam is... Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Adam. Yes.
I am so not sending my file over to you.
Oh, goodness.
You have to.
That's a
now
good sign.
Now this is going to be good. And I think
we're talking to somebody who's not here, by the way.
All the audio is just going to be... Yeah, that's...
Who are these guys talking to? Who is Laura? What? I don't do any girls.
That yeah. would be great.
Actually, I think I'm just going to leave Adam out. So there's just going to be no explanations. Just 5 minute gaps.
No voices. Just questions.
Well, you know, yeah, that's 10 minutes. Great.
So, what are the characters like?
8 minutes of blankness.
Yeah.
So I hear the online play is limited.
10 more minutes of blankness.
I don't it's think just, that'll
it's
work just, too
it's
well.
It's so the listener can fill in the gaps themselves. It's really like...
No, that's
it's
so like the next version.
And imaginative.
It's like podcast 2.0.
It's the podcast.
Like those,
it's really free.
The future.
You ever read those? You ever read those Name Your Own Adventure books? It's Name Your Own Podcast.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Nice. It's the way of the future.
Anyways.
We didn't really have to do anything.
Back on topic, guys.
Anyways.
God.
Yeah. What's up?
I'm going to mute my microphone and talk about you guys.
You know, I think we're running already to almost 50 minutes. So
yes, we are.
We should probably end it soon.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of information about Brawl.
You guys have any more burning questions or topics that we should talk about?
Oh, how much
is
longer
Mickey Mouse
do we
in
get
the game?
It?
Mickey Mouse is not in the game.
Damn it.
He could be a trophy, however. Saying something like, "This is Mickey Mouse. He has a club." He runs Disney World.
Wait, which kind of club?
Like Mickey Mouse Club.
Like, does it keep his car? Like,
No, like the MICKEYMOUSC club.
But it doesn't make his car any harder to steal?
I don't think so.
Because those are the only kind of clubs I like.
I don't know. They could have weapons stored somewhere in their overalls. I don't know.
Get out.
He has a Lexus truck.
Well, is that it?
Is this the end?
Is this the great, Smash Brothers? So when Adam does Smash Brothers officially come out?
Officially, it comes out officially in 11 hours and 41 minutes. Or I'm sorry, not 11, 23.
When are you officially gonna come out?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You should do it at the same time as Smash Brothers, Adam. Have a midnight.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Coming out, what are you talking about?
Coming out party for you and Smash Brothers tomorrow.
Midnight, Adam.
Coming out.
Come on.
Coming out of Smash Brothers?
Out of the closet.
Like emerging from Smash Brothers? I don't know.
Kind of.
What? I don't know. Well, I'll think about that. I'll get back to
you. Just face the truth.
Adam, embrace it.
It's just so hard sometimes.
Angel
guys.
Can talk you through it. He knows all about it.
All right, I'll talk to Angel after this is over. We'll get through this.
Angel?
I'm sorry. The octaves were too low on that last piece of information. I couldn't hear. My ears haven't been trained to hear that low frequency that Laura speaks.
I'm so stupid.
Man voice. Wonderful.
I hate you guys. I'm not talking anymore.
So sorry. So let's see. Have we covered everything we did? Online, level editor, characters galore, levels in general. My characters are playing Subspace, so I can't really talk about that because I haven't been watching. I don't know. What else? We haven't done any of the extra stuff like the coin launcher stuff. We haven't done that.
The what?
That seems pretty fun. We did. There, my friends did Target Smash. The coin launcher, the way you get trophies.
Yeah.
Like the little, it's kind of like a pinball machine, except you shoot coins.
Do you have those little bonus levels
you
did in Melee, where you have to like break the targets and do all that different kind of stuff?
Yep.
I hated those.
You've got break the targets, you've got home run. What else is there? I don't know if there's board the platform. I haven't seen anything on that. I can't imagine they took it out. But I can check. Yeah, it was. Yep. But yeah.
So it's nothing like
I don't know.
They didn't add anything like from Grand Theft Auto in it or anything like, you know, violence. Nothing like that.
It could be downloadable content. I don't know.
I heard no.
I've heard the downloadable content was a 360 exclusive. But I heard the game's not coming out on 360, so you just get the downloadable content on your 360.
You know, Grand Theft Auto could be somewhere hidden in the Masterpieces section.
Grand Theft Auto Hot Coffee?
That could be it. Mm-hmm.
right,
there.
That's the only reason why I'm buying
Speaking of hot coffees, you guys see the fine detail Nintendo did on the females
on Princess Peach's bloomers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hot stuff. Why do
very interesting.
It's kind of sad how people notice it.
It's kind of funny because like in Melee, you know, both girls had shorts on like under their dresses, but no, this they have nice fancy laced panties.
You guys are so
for all
sick.
Those guys out there.
It's better than thongs.
Oh sure, you didn't look, Laura.
No, I didn't.
Come
I
on.
Was looking for Link's underwear. I didn't see any though. I don't think he wears any.
Yeah, I'm sure. topless Link.
Heck yeah.
In Twilight Princess.
Have you been looking at the fan art I've been drawing?
Of what, nipples or something?
I don't think I want to see that.
All right, guys. Well,
I think that's
it. It's been a pleasure.
I think this is it.
Angel's got to get back to his killing people.
No, I've been doing it the whole entire time.
Awesome.
I've actually been dominating.
Oh.
I think I should do this more often.
Double tasking. Good job.
Yeah, it's kind of it sucks though because I don't hear when grenades are being launched near my ear.
Ah, man, that's too bad. All right, well, I guess that's it. So I hope you guys are all getting Smash Brothers.
Yep,
hope you enjoy
midnight.
Midnight launch tournaments, online play. If you want any of our Wii numbers, I'm sure you can come to the board and get that for us. The board address is www.ztpsocialboard.proboards54.com. So, with that, I believe we are off. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you guys. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy. Now I can't forget you and it makes me mad. Left one day and never came back. Stayed all summer then went back home. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone. Fell deep in love but now we ain't speaking. Michael J. Fox was...